are very lucky to bring in an 8-year NFL veteran tight end. He spent time with the Seattle Seahawks, Detroit Lions, Vegas Raiders, and the Baltimore Ravens, Super Bowl 48 champion with the Seahawks when they beat up on the Denver Broncos. Luke Wilson joining us on the show. Luke, thank you so much for doing this today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it and glad you could make some time for us. And, of course, the news this week, you announcing your retirement from the NFL after 8 seasons, 102 games played. Now, you can go in as depth or be as vague as you want with this one. But what led to your decision to retire?
You know, I think it was a combination of a few things. But for me, you know, I was back for the one day running around. You know, felt good physically, but just mentally, I don't know if it was the full passion or just not mentally being into it. Football is kind of one of those games where if you're not, you know, at least for me, if I'm not 100% in it, it's very tough to play, and it's not just a disservice to myself, but disservice to my teammates. So called Pete and John the next day, kind of explained the situation. We had a great chat, and that was it.
So when you did sign with the team, you had full intentions of playing this year, or was there any thought in the back of your mind that, you know, maybe it just might not work out?
You know, I think that was part of it was, you know, as I signed, I was excited, obviously, and I was like, hey, I'm going to play this year, but I wasn't necessarily, you know, fully committed. I was trying to get myself there and then, you know, kind of be in the building for a day and just kind of really evaluating where I was, you know, in my life. I'd had some minor health issues, you know, a couple months back. I thought it was the best decision for me to hang him up.
Well, Luke, it was an outstanding career in the NFL, and I know there's a lot of young Canadian football players that looked up to you. So congratulations on the career. 102 games played, Super Bowl champion. I'm a Chargers fan, so when you beat the Broncos, I got to tell you, I was very excited about that one. When your team never makes the Super Bowl, you kind of just root for the teams you dislike to lose. So the years where the Broncos and the Patriots lost in the Super Bowls were always great for me. Now, for those who don't know, you were born in LaSalle, Ontario. Growing up, was it always football for you, or were you into other sports as well?
Yeah, a lot of other sports. You know, growing up, to be as many people would probably guess, hockey was obviously a big ordeal for me. You know, on top of that, I played quite a bit of baseball. So I'd actually say, you know, as a kid, those were probably my one and two as far as sports go. And then I, you know, kind of got into the high school, eighth grade, high school time, and that was when football became a little more serious. And then really wasn't until my latter years of high school that I was like, you know, I think that this is really going to give me a lot of opportunities and I really enjoy playing it. So, yeah, as a kid, I was, you know, kind of playing a little bit of everything, which was cool.
Former NFL tight end Luke Wilson joining us here on the Jason Gregor Show. Spent time with the Seahawks, Lions, Raiders, and Baltimore Ravens. 102 games played in his career. Now, you went on to play college ball at Rice. So at what point did the whole recruiting process start? And when did you think, you know, hey, I can actually play at this level?
You know, for me, I had a bit of a different route. I know things are different now. But like I said, I was kind of more of a hockey baseball kid. Growing up, I had two brothers that were, you know, tremendous football players. They were older than me. And I decided to kind of follow in their footsteps a bit and was playing at that time. It was called the OVFL, a kind of a summer football league. I'm not sure how the youth leagues are set up there in Edmonton, but I'm imagining there's probably something similar. And that year, I went to a camp actually in Waterloo, Ontario. And Rice, you know, it was, you know, kind of fun because for me, that was my first time really like being able to compare, you know, my abilities to other kids in the around the province. And ended up going there. Rice was there. We had met then, and then I had sent them a lot of my film from that summer league. I was playing on a team called the Essex Ravens. And, you know, the ball was very good, you know, for Canada. Obviously, our high school football is not, you know, very comparable to, you know, the Texas, the California, the Florida high schools. So it was kind of nice to have, be able to, you know, when you have an all-district team and playing kind of at that caliber, they were able to evaluate the film. And next thing you know, I was down at Rice University.
Now, did you have any other offers, any other schools come calling for you?
Yeah, I had a few other schools, but Rice was kind of the first school in the initial. And my original plan was actually to go to Rice and play both baseball and football. You know, the baseball side of things did not work out at Rice. But that was kind of, you know, why I ended up really sticking with Rice was, again, as a 17, 18-year-old coming out of LaSalle, Ontario, I was like, hey, I'm going to go down here, play football, you know, Division I ball in Texas, play baseball. It's very good academically, so I kind of thought it was the best of all three worlds, and that's why I made that decision.
We're joined by former NFL tight end Luke Wilson. Now, your time at Rice, was there a highlight from your collegiate career?
You know, my collegiate career was it was really a lot of roller coaster kind of rides for me, in the sense of, you know, my last year we won a bowl game. We were not very great my first few years playing, so we won a bowl game, which was exciting. You know, the year before we had beat Purdue, which was, you know, a big win for our program. But, you know, when I look back again, I think the highlight for me is being able to push through a lot of adversity. My time there, you know, five seasons, if you count my redshirt year, we had, four offensive coordinators. You know, I had three different tight end coaches. It's just, you know, it's very different. It's, you know, a lot of change when you're at schools like that. And it's tough, you know, especially when you're not winning. Coaches kind of coming and going, players coming and going. I wasn't really used to the business side of football, you know, coming out of Canadian high school. And I also sustained, a decent amount of injuries at Rice, so missed a lot of time certain years. And that was just very tough for me. So kind of, I guess my best memories would be the relationships, but also just, you know, reflecting back my time in college, kind of being able to push through some of the tough times there.
Luke, obviously after your 4 years, you finish up your senior season at Rice, you declare for the NFL draft, and eventually selected in the fifth round by the Seattle Seahawks, 158th overall. What was the whole combine, pro day, all the interviews, what was that process like?
It was really, you know, it was really very strange. And I say that in the sense of, it was strange because at that point I was really into kind of like sports media and trying to figure out, you know, where I'm ranked and what's going on. And I remember kind of going into the pro day stuff. I was listed as a blocker only, you know, seventh round, a free agent only, blah, 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 blah. And that's that. And I went up to pro day and ran a pretty fast 40 time. I was all excited. I had a good day. I put some good numbers up on a variety of the drills. And I read an article on NFL.com that was like, this guy isn't going to block anybody, but boy, can he sure run and could be a threat in the pass game. So I remember sitting there, and that was kind of my first experience where I'm like, you know, last 2 months, all the scout prep and all the combine gurus have been writing that I'm, you know, this kind of blocking dummy who's not going to do anything in the pass game. And it's like I run a 40 time, which has very minimal to do with football. And all of a sudden it was like, this guy's going to do zero blocking next year and only catch footballs. And it was just crazy to me how, like, you know, you get kind of categorized. And I mean, articles got to be written. You know, things got to be talked about. And I understand that. But just how absurdly idiotic and, like, so ill-informed a lot of people are, if that makes sense.
It is funny how the storyline changes, you know, with one nice 40 time. They kind of forget the rest and roll with that narrative. But obviously the Seattle Seahawks saw something they liked. It worked out well for you playing 8 years in the league. Now, you go to the Seahawks in 2013. You're a rookie. You guys obviously have second-year quarterback Russell Wilson, who at the time people have pretty high expectations for. But then there's also that defense, the Legion of Boom. What was it like the first time you walked out there, I don't know, OTAs or training camp, seeing the talent that you guys had?
You know, especially looking back now, it's very surreal, you know, when you walk into a team with Russell, Marshawn, you know, Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, you know, Bobby Wagner, KJ Wright. I mean, that defense was obviously very special, and offensively were very solid. But I think now what I respect more about that team than any other teams that I've been on was the work ethic and just the drive and hunger of, you know, all of those players, and really the camaraderie that locker room had was something very, very rare. You know, there was no it was very competitive. You know, it was very ferocious. Practices were extremely intense. But at the same point, it was like one wildly dysfunctional family, if you will. It was not a group of individuals. So that was kind of a cool to be a small part of that. And I really cherished that year.
Former NFL tight end Luke Wilson joining us here on the Jason Gregor Show, discussing his career. Just announced his retirement on Wednesday. I threw it out there on Twitter that you'd be coming on, so there's a few fan questions. Yeah, I'm sure you know the 12s. They're everywhere. But I want to ask you one question about Marshawn Lynch. And everybody, you know, knows what he is like and how he acts. I mean, I personally love him. I think when he's mic'd up, he's absolutely hilarious. But what's he like behind the scenes with the cameras off?
I mean, almost to a T, the exact same that he is with the cameras on. I mean, that's like, if he's not putting an act on, what you see is what you get with Marshawn.
And how about Richard Sherman? That's another guy who obviously extremely intelligent and has had a lot of success in the league. What was it like, and what did you learn from him, you know, going up against him in practice?
You know, I think with Sherm, one of the most impressive things for me was he was extremely talented, but he was just an incredible student of the game. You know, he was, you know, you'd be out there and like just by splits and how we'd line up or how guys are angled or whatever, you know, footwork, he would just understood concepts and really was able to, you know, kind of jump routes before we were even running them offensively because, you know, he was that smart and just understood how the game went.
Luke, I'm going to get to some of these fan questions here. I'm going to start off with a question from Brad Slater. He wants to know the origin of Tecmo Thursday that happened during Hawks practices.
That's good. That's good stuff. So, you know, we were consistently, you know, listening to music with Pete, and it was, you know, always good. And I was sitting there, I'm like, man, like the variety wasn't, you know, wasn't there for me, and there was no EDM, if you will, no techno, whatever. And that year, I had there was a rookie, Jordan Roos. He's currently with the Titans. And me and him are joking around. He had some short shorts on. We were in the locker room, and we're like, dude, we're gonna go get a speaker, man, and just start blaring like EDM in here and see what happens. And I'm not gonna lie, at first it was not necessarily a crazy positive you know, reception, but it was a pretty funny one. And then, you know, I'm the type of guy, you get, you know, pour a little gas in the fire, and we just both kind of ran with it. And then all of a sudden, more and more people started joining the movement. And it just, again, it kind of became something fun, enjoyable, something that we all kind of either liked or hated, but it was, you know, something we'd always banter about.
Oh, I love it. Brad also asking, what is the number one thing you'll take away from your time with head coach Pete Carroll?
I just think, you know, with Pete, everything that he did just with a ton of energy and a ton of spirit. Everything he does, not did. You know, I remember my rookie year, the year we won the Super Bowl, we played the Rams the last game of the season, and I had an ankle sprain. And because we were the one seed, we got a bye. But it was a decent ankle sprain, so it was kind of going to be a game-time decision the next week. And I was, you know, worried at that point. You know, you played 17 weeks. It's been a bit of a grind. I don't know how familiar you are with Seattle in December, January, but it's very gray at that point. You know, there's not a ton of sunshine. And I remember being in the facility early to go into rehab or treatment for my ankle. And this was a week we didn't even have a game. And so there was really no one to prepare for. We were obviously practicing, kind of staying ready for the divisional round. And I walked by Pete about 6:15 in the morning, and he was like shaking with excitement. And I was like, a stupid rookie. I'm a head coach, like wiping sleet out of my eyes. And he's like, how's it going, Luke? I'm like, oh, it's good. It's good. I'm like, how are you? He's like, oh, I'm ready to rock and roll, baby. Let's go. And it's like half the team's not even in the building yet. And this guy's just so excited for a day of practice, a day of learning, a day of coaching, that we don't even have a game on Sunday. We don't even know who we're playing the next week. And I think that, you know, that moment kind of stuck with me and has for what's now been 8-9 years. It's like, you know, it was no surprise he's been as successful as he has been, because that's how he approaches literally everything, every day, every event, every practice, every meeting. And, you know, when it comes time to the game, like, you see how much fun he's having and you see, you know, how much the Seahawks have won. I think that's a really a, you know, stems from him and his attitude.
A longtime NFL tight end, Luke Wilson, joining us here on the Jason Greger Show. Luke, really appreciate this. A couple more questions here for you from the fans of yours. Ferg wants me to ask you about Russell Wilson and his work ethic.
Yeah, I mean, Russ is obviously one of those guys where he's incredible, you know, when it comes to his work ethic. He's second to none. He, you know, first guy in the building, last guy out, very detailed, you know, and that's why you see the success that he's had, obviously, every single year, you know, consistently being one of the best guys in the league. And like he'll say, you know, he brings guys along with him, but it's like, it's impressive to watch, because I just feel like the guy's never tired. He's never not on. And he's always just working to try and improve stuff, which is very cool.
And final question here from the Twitter fans out there, the 12s, asking, what is your favorite stadium to play in besides Lumen Field, or what I'll forever recognize it as, CenturyLink?
Yeah, I hear you on that. I would probably say Lambeau, not necessarily because we've had a ton of success there, but it's just a very cool atmosphere in the sense of the history of ball there. You know, it's a grass field. The fans are very passionate. You know, it's a very tough place to play. I don't want to make it sound like it's easy. Like, again, I think we've lost most of the times I've been there. But, you know, I just think there's something that historic about Lambeau, that as a football player, being able to head onto that field and play the Packers is a very cool, special feeling.
Well, Luke, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on an outstanding career. 8 years in the league, 102 games played, a Super Bowl ring. Absolutely outstanding. And I know you've inspired a lot of young Canadian football players. So congratulations and enjoy retirement.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.